From UGPS, a Plague Chronicle, draft legislation aims to criminalize sexually suggestive photographs of fully clothed people in public because AI is scary. She is a social democrat and our current justice minister, and she has drafted an insane law that will make it illegal and punishable by up to 2 years in prison to create or circulate unauthorized sexually suggestive photos depicting the clothed posterior region, the clothed genital region or the clothed female breast area of anyone. The proposed legislation specifies that prosecutions would normally be initiated by criminal complaints from purportedly victimized parties, but also provides that authorities can proceed with charges on their own in cases of particular public interest. What counts as sexually suggestive is, of course, in the eye of the beholder, and every photo where the subject's consent is disputed or simply undocumented could conceivably count as unauthorized. This unpleasant thin-lipped woman is Stephanie Hubig. The draft law is therefore set to extend a cloud of criminal suspicion over much ordinary photography, over the sharing of images including potentially even historical pictures online, and much else that I haven't even thought of. To create support for this new law, German establishment media have collaborated with Hate Aid, a corrective journalist and a former zero-COVID advocate to incite public hysteria over digital sexual violence. The campaign began last Saturday with a bizarre expose in Der Spiegel on the trials and tribulations of a German media personality named Colleen Fernandes. These wild prescriptions reflect the desiderata of feminist activists at the notorious internet censorship operation known as Hate Aid, with whom Justice Minister Hubig enjoys close connections. Fernandes claims that for a period of 10 years, her now ex-husband Christian Ullmann operated various fake online profiles in her name. Ullmann allegedly used these profiles to contact all manner of random men pretending to be his wife. In this role, he engaged in phone sex using his wife's persona and shopped around various pornographic films or pictures depicting women who may have resembled his wife engaging in sexual acts. Among them, one Fernandes has been teaming up with Hate Aid to complain about AI-enhanced pornography since at least 2023, well before the present story broke. 2. Nobody can find this allegedly abundant deepfake Fernandes pornography anywhere. 3. Neither Der Spiegel nor Fernandes nor anybody else will. L clearly characterize what materials Ullmann is alleged to have sent using his fake profiles. Separately, Fernandes also complains that she has been plagued for years by a wide array of online pornographic deepfake content in her likeness. Ullmann has issued a blanket denial of all accusations through his lawyers. Now, as NYU.S. have reported, there are many odd things about this story. I leave it to my readers to imagine what has really happened in this case. I have my own theories, but the truth hardly matters. The point is that in Fernandes, Justice Minister Hubig, the Hate Aid harpies and every other last desiccated sexual hysteric including the Federal Republic suddenly has a deeply emotional narrative to support their new and quite deranged innovations to the German criminal code. The NGO machinery has kicked into high gear. Thousands have taken to the streets to protest against digital sexual violence. The press have maintained a closely coordinated drumbeat of sexual hysteria, and feminist influencers are losing their minds on Instagram. This is how legislation works in the brave new Federal Republic of Germany. Every major progressive initiative is now attended by great pageantries, by much histrionic protesting and shouting, by strange media fables that parade before our imaginations an unceasing line of villains and victims, of heroes and martyrs, of upstanding defenders of our democracy and of evil Hitler anti-democratic fascists who hate our democracy. Now that everybody is properly freaked out, Hubig can ride to their rescue with wide-ranging enhancements to our criminal code, which as noted above target not only the dreaded deepfakes, but also much ordinary public photography. This will keep happening and it will probably get even more bizarre and crazy until somebody realizes that the NGO machine is a huge public menace and sets about defunding all these frightening, unbalanced people.